in the wind, and we found ourselves back again in the cemetery. A great trail of black smoke was rising up on the horizon. The sirens began to wail once more. It was the end of the alert. Everyone came out of the blocks. We filled our lungs with the fire and smoke-laden air, and our eyes shone with hope. A bomb had fallen in the middle of the camp near the assembly point, but it had not gone off. We had to take it outside the camp. The head of the camp, accompanied by his assistant and the chief capo, made a tour of inspection along the paths. The raid had left traces of terror on his face. Right in the middle of the camp lay the body of the man with the soup-stained face, the only victim. The cauldrons were taken back into the kitchen. The SS had gone back to their lookout posts behind their machine guns. The interlude was over. At the end of an hour, we saw the units come back in step as usual. Joyfully, I caught sight of my father. "Several buildings have been flattened right out," he said, "but the warehouse hasn't suffered." In the afternoon, we went cheerfully to clear away the ruins. A week later, on the way back from work, we noticed in the center of the camp at the assembly place a black gallows.
For 1 hour, bombs from Allied airplanes rain down on the camp. The prisoners are happy because they hope that the bombs will destroy the camp and kill the Nazis. Eli says he doesn't even mind if one of the bombs kills him, too. Better, he says, to die that way than to be killed by the Nazis. But after an hour passes, the air raid ends without destroying the camp or freeing the prisoners. The SS soldiers are as powerful as before. They shoot and kill a starving Jew who dared to take extra soup from a pot near the kitchen. Then they set up a gallows, a place where people are hanged. This means that the Nazis are going to hang someone to death with a rope. Let's find out why. Continue reading near the bottom of page 58. We're on the sentence beginning, "We were told that the soup..."
We were told that soup would not be distributed until after roll call. This took longer than usual. The orders were given in a sharper manner than on other days, and in the air there were strange undertones. "Bare your heads!" yelled the head of the camp suddenly. 10,000 caps were simultaneously removed. "Cover your heads!" 10,000 caps went back on to their skulls as quick as lightning.